One day after scores of masked youths went on a rampage near barricades that formed a security perimeter for the Summit of the Americas, business owners and employees were sweeping up huge mounds of broken glass and debris. Inside a bank blackened by fire, an automated teller machine was barely recognizable, its outer casing melted into an odd shape. Passers-by shook their heads in disbelief. Rotisserie chicken vendor Mario Marino says he and a younger female employee were trapped inside when club-wielding youths smashed his storefront windows late Friday.
Yo parecía el enemigo público número uno, yo que vengo a laburar todos los días.
He says it was as if I were public enemy number one, I, who come to work and never take a day off, and I felt completely exposed and unprotected. That was the sensation, and I assure you it is terrifying to feel alone, completely alone. Mr. Maurino says he fell victim to vandals and delinquents, and does not believe those who smashed his chicken shop were the same people who marched peacefully against President Bush earlier in the day. Asked if he blames President Bush in any way for his misfortune, he waves his hand dismissively.
No, 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 no. ¿Qué Bush? Lo mismo.
He says, no, no, not at all. How could Bush be at fault? He had to come to the summit. Instead, Mr. Maurino blames Argentine security forces, who he says were slow to respond to the situation, as well as Argentine officials whom he describes as incompetent. He says the troublemakers had free rein of the streets for more than half an hour before police arrived on the scene. Other merchants have made similar complaints, and a local business group says it will petition Argentina's government for reparations. Mar del Plata's mayor has said he will actively support any legal action taken to secure compensation. The mayhem was concentrated along six city blocks, less than a kilometer away from where leaders at the Summit of the Americas had gathered for a gala dinner. Aside from destroying and looting property, masked assailants hurled rocks and sticks at security forces who stood their ground behind four-meter-high barricades. Riot police fired tear gas and eventually cleared the affected area, making dozens of arrests in the process. No life-threatening injuries were reported. But intense sorrow is felt in this seaside town, Argentina's number one domestic tourist destination, known for its magnificent beaches, vibrant nightlife, and, until now, tranquil repose. In the middle of Friday's melee, a distraught pharmacy owner, hoarse from shouting, pleaded with rampaging youths to spare her business. She said, boys, not the pharmacy. This is a pharmacy of Mar del Plata, which has nothing to do with the summit. We are all against President Bush, but please do not punish my people, my city. Her plea was in vain. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Mar del Plata, Argentina.